Concerned about global warming and the urgent need to act now to protect human lives and the lives of all beings, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Thailand and A Lạc, Vietnam, organized another climate change conference entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. During the conference, distinguished guests and dignitaries from different parts of the world expressed their support for the meat-free diet as the single most effective solution to stop methane emissions and curb global warming. Held on August 15th at Sukhothai Thammathirat Open University in Nantaburi, Thailand, over 2,500 guests attended the conference. Among the scores of distinguished guests and ambassadors who attended were Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya, member of the Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, Mr. Inuu Susuan, senior executive vice president of the Bank of Agriculture and Agriculture Cooperatives, Professor Dawan Wiwatanate, PhD, deputy director, Energy Research Institute, Chulalongkorn University, Sir Valelo Gardner Kwapile, Counselor of the Embassy of the Republic of South Africa, Sir Howell Howard, Regional Environment of the Economic Section of the Embassy of the United States of America, Sir Nikolai N. Pomoshninov, Minister Counselor of Embassy of Russia, and Sir Stepan N. Golovin, Representative of Embassy of Russia, Dr. Win Ta Nguyen, PhD, specializing in energy studies at Paris University in France, Dr. Win Te Min Kyu, PhD, MD, Chairwoman of Food and Nutrition Association, and Dr. No Duc Vong, PhD, environmentalist. Invited as guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the audience. In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be organic vegetarian or vegan, meaning an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference on climate change with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, held on August 15, 2009 in Nantaburi, Thailand.
We turn now to our expert panel for a question. Dr. Chamnyern Vorat Chepan will answer a question from Stephanie Adam, Community Development Advocacy Worker.
Thailand and A Lạc, or Vietnam, are situated in the Mekong River Valley, which is foreseen to have a lot of bad effects by global warming. According to you, in what ways can these two countries collaborate to deal with issues of global warming while waiting for the global communities to act together?
Well, thank you so much for your questions. Well, environment has no boundaries. Climate change also has no boundaries. Whatever people in Vietnam are suffering, the Thais also are suffering. So that means that by working together and sharing of information, that's one of the basic things that we can do. Second thing is how to prepare in order to cope with the impacts of the climate change, consider that's very important. I have been working in the Asia-Pacific region regarding the preparedness disasters, the preparedness in Asia. I consider that Vietnam one of the most prepared, you know, in the region, right? So I think that the whether in terms of the information collecting and also identifying the critical or the hot spots where the impacts of the climate change are occur, particularly in the delta of the Mekong River. And I think that we should have the exchange in these practices, you know. And I think that the government and as well as the people and at the community level should learn and should share between these two countries. I totally agree, you know, with the, as I mentioned earlier, BVEG, right? But there's still a lot of exchange, import and export of meat between the two borders, Thai and Vietnam. Please stop eating meat. And after that, the people will not export the meat, you know, to Vietnam. Okay? So I think that this is considered as a very important, we should be realistic. And some, you know, of the export of the meat are considered as illegal practices. And also, we should stop that. Thank you. Could I take opportunity in order to ask the master a little bit?
Please.
Thank you so much. You are considered for us one of the prominent spiritual leaders in the world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I consider that you have powers and strength of yourself and also your association. I would like you to spread out this challenging task in order to stop or in order to reduce or in order to avoid the destruction of this planet to these groups. One is that the International Panel on the Climate Change is going to meet at the end of the year in Copenhagen.
Yes.
If possible, I would like you to make another site meeting and spread out this spiritual site of the message to the climate change. Because on the spiritual aspect, right, it's a very little talk about.
Yes.
And I said in my presentation, they overemphasize on the economic instrument and other technological instrument, not from within, as you always say. So I think this is a very great challenging. And I think that you can do it with your own strength and your own power.
Wow.
Second group, right, I would like you to spread this challenge and warnings to the industrialists. They are the great polluters in the world. And they are not here in this room. And they have to pollute the world and carry on, right, in order to destroy our planet. So I think that you have a chance to do it. Please do so. Third group, that's really for the young children. I understand that you love children. And I would like to have really a solid, practical program for the children of the earth in this world, in order to learn, in order to know more, to be less materialistic, but to be more spiritual. And this aspect
right.
could be more sustainable. Thank you so much.
That's right, sir. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for entrusting us with such a very, I would say, heavy, but a noble mission. The association friends and I myself are trying our best. In fact, I'm working day and night, and many of us are working day and night, even in my sleep, in my mealtime, my time with my dogs. I think of nothing else. I'm working for nothing else but to join you in saving the world and the people. Concerning the government and the industrial company and the press, I'm writing to them. I have been writing to them, and I'm still writing to them to inform them of the urgency of our climate as well as the practical, simple, easy solution. Concerning the spiritual aspect of our standard of the world, I trust that Jesus have taught us a lot. Buddha has led us into a compassionate way of living. Prophet Muhammad have instructed his people in a wise way of living, compassionate way of living, the Jain master, the Sikh master, etc., etc. We have had so many spiritual teaching. We all have to just
put them into practice. Like love thy neighbor, yes, animals are our friends. Be compassionate to all beings. All main religious doctrine have taught us already this. I myself, I am doing my part and request my association members to do their part. And we're doing our best and we're praying also with our heartfelt love for all people. Because they are just not informed. Just like many of us, before becoming vegetarian, we were not informed. Therefore, I have nothing but love and compassion for people. And of course, for the animals who suffer so much. And because of their suffering, we reap the suffering in return. But you see, doctor, I have to speak in a neutral way. So many religious groups and leaders have already told people to do good. And so many religious scriptures have already taught us. I only teach the persons who come to my place and ask for spiritual guidance. Or in some occasion when I go out to lecture. The rest of the time, right now, I'm only telling people general guideline to save the planet because this is urgent. And even in saving the planet, being vague, this is also the basis of a spiritual moral and virtue. If a person who tried to be vegetarian to save himself, to save his children, family, and to save the world, then he is a very spiritual, noble-oriented person. I have no wish to even take him into my circle to be my students or anything of the sort. I only wish him or her to be morally fit as a human being, as a dignified, civilized, intelligent, loving human beings to one another by sacrificing whatever necessary to save other beings. In this case, we don't sacrifice much. We just switch a piece of meat to another piece of vegetable protein. I think the sacrifice is very minimum and is maximum worthwhile. So in this case, if the whole planet people turn into this kind of virtuous, compassionate living, then I think they are the best Buddhists, they are the best Christian, they are the best Muslim, they are the best Jainists, they are the best Sikh, they are the best Baha'is, in whatever religions or in whatever school of faith that they belong to. Because actually they're all the same, all the faith, all the religions say the same thing. It just we miss the point. We must study our religious scriptures again and pick out the point. That is useful for our planet right now. That is be compassionate. That is treat all beings with respect according to all the religious scriptures and God's will. So in that case, you see, they don't even have me to teach them. They teach themselves and they just stay where they are with their religious faith and just exercise the teaching of their own religious doctrine. That will be very good for our planet right now. You see, as for spiritual teaching, that is spiritual enough for me. Our association are just a small group. And we are just practicing what the religious teacher taught us. Yes. And we put it into practice. And also, of course, we get in touch with our own loving divine power by just some simple technique. Scientifically, everything has a technique and has a way. But if people just be veg, and adhere to their religious teaching, which is compassionate lifestyle, dignified status of the children of God or the Buddhas, sons and daughters, then we are fine spiritually. Concerning the children, sir, if the parents are well grounded in a spiritual basis, as I have just mentioned right now, then the children will follow and they will have a chance to live a virtuous life and also consequently saving our planet. And the third group, the industry sectors, exists because the demand of people. We demand, so they make. So if we stop demanding something which we think are not conducive to our global survival, then the industry will stop to exist also. But nevertheless, I write to these people, the industry people as well as government and media, as much as in my power, yes, and my time allow. And I also plead with other people to please write to the government, the media, and industry group as well. And write to the farmers, explain to them. This I have talked long time ago also already, that we should contact the farmers, for example, the animal farmers, and explain to them our dire situation and offer them the alternative way of life. They can switch to planting organic vegetable, not just vegetable. Organic is even better, of course, because organic farming absorbs 40% of the CO2 in the air. So before we stop our industry or making a new invention, organic farming is already a saver of our planet. And then if we stop meat eating as well, and all the animals raising industry stopped, and then we save more from CO2 as well, not to talk about methane.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
So organic farming is our savior. So we have to stop demanding meat, then the meat industry will cease. We cannot blame meat industry people if we continue to consume meat. We cannot blame drug dealers, alcohol makers, cigarette producers. We cannot even blame the consumers of these deadly substances if we ourselves could not even live that piece of meat and become vegetarian, which is much easier than stop the addiction of drug, stop the addiction of cigarette, or stop addiction of alcohol. So we ourselves have to be the example. If we want all the bad industry to stop, we have to stop the demand of it. Thank you so much, sir. You are very, very concerned like a father. I am very touched.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the U.S., 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the U.S. committed 70,000 crimes in a three-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion U.S. dollars in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion U.S. dollars globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage,
organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes,
birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Our next question for Master is from Dr. At Ong Chum Sai Na Ayutthaya.
Yes, welcome, Doctor.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, in the year 2012, many people, be it monks or famous peoples, have predicted that there will be the most serious disaster on the planet. May I ask you, Supreme Master, what will happen in the year 2012?
Doctor, At Ong Chum Sai, thanks for being with us again. Thanks for blessing us with your pleasant, happy, fatherly presence. And thank you for your wonderful speech, you know, your wonderful lecture earlier on. I watched and was very amazed at your knowledge and your dedication. And thank you also for being vegetarian as well. You are a hero. Yes. Concerning your question, as a NASA scientist, even former NASA scientist, with your senior year now, I'm sure you can guess already the answer. No need for the monks to predict, no need for me to have any predictions, if I have any prediction at all. Sir, we are in trouble. We are in very deep trouble and in perilous state. And our fate is in our hand. Our fate is in the hands of every person on this planet. Every person on this planet can decide what will happen on the year 2012. Can you imagine how powerful we are? Only if we use our power to stop the disaster that is looming large in front of us. We have no need for any crystal ball, any psychic power or future fortune-telling ability to see this. All the evidence, all these years, all these decades have told us clearly that we are in danger. And luckily, all the evidence also offer us a solution. Regardless of religions, regardless of political direction, regardless of parties, regardless of industry, regardless of all the theologies, we can unite in the heart to save our only planet. It's very simple, to stop the cause of destruction of our planet. The cause of destruction of our planet is our unkindness, to our environment, to our co-inhabitants. So now we just stop that. We be kind. We be considerate. We don't have to talk about Buddha's teaching. We talk about the cause and effect scientifically. So now we found out everything that the meat industry is the one that caused our global destruction. We will just have to stop it one way or another. If the governments don't do it, then we do it individually. We spread information, we encourage everyone, we inform everyone to be vegan. But please, I hope the government would please make it into law to forbid killing of animals, to forbid animal livestock raising. If they are truly the leaders that pledge to protect their people, to improve their country in many aspects, then this is the first step we have to do. Stop the meat industry, stop the fish industry, stop the dairy industry. Then our planet will be the way it was and even better. This I can promise. Otherwise, the year 2012, 2013, 2014, we will never know what will happen to us. If we do not do the right thing, there's only two ways to do things in our world, the correct way and the incorrect way. And right now, to save the planet, there's only one way to stop the cost, that is the animal industry, by all means, in all aspects. Thank you, sir. That's my prediction. We have to do it. My prediction is that we have to save the planet ourselves.
Thank you, Master.
It's okay. Thank you.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Thank you. We are deeply grateful to you, Master, and this distinguished panel of experts for your kindly and thorough answers. This ends the questions and answers session with Supreme Master Xinghai and our outstanding scientists. Our heartfelt thanks to you for the enlightening questions that help us all and all people who have global viewers of Supreme Master televisions to receive the beneficial understanding given.
I thank you also, all of you involved, all the distinguished person who have tried their best to express their view, their knowledge, and to inform the public at large. And right now, you are informing the world because we are live on the Supreme Master Television, and we will re-air this again. Just the last question of Dr. Art Ong, really also very thought-provoking question, and it's still lingering in my mind. So in that direction, I would like to inform you something that probably you would not like to hear, but it is necessary to know before we go. You see, in the world, we have many bad news which is not published, which is not informed by the government or many governments or many medias. That is, our world's major rivers are dying. One-third are gone or going. The rivers. You know, the source of our life, the water that feed us, billions of us. The major rivers are dying, going, or gone, you see. A ground water wells for 3 billion people are drying up as well. Not just river, but groundwater to make wells are dying. For 3 billion people, we have 6 billion people in this world, and the source of groundwater for wells, which support half of our world population, are dying, drying up. And top 10 global river systems drying or ebbing away. China, Salween River, Europe, Danube River, South America, La Plata, North American Rio Grande, India's Ganges, the famous Ganges, the holy, the life-sustaining Ganges, Pakistan's Indus River, Africa's Nile River, and Lake Victoria, Australia's Murray Darling, Southeast Asia's Mekong Lankan, China's Yangtze, etc., etc. They are dying, drying up, ebbing away, day by day. And many major lakes dry up or drying, not including dangerous side effects, such as the release CO2, methane, and other gases after they dry or while they are drying. I could list them all for you, but due to lack of time, I will give this to the Supreme Master Television to make a scroll on it. And I will probably name it the Dying Water, something like that. So please look for it for the complete list, shortened, condensed. We can't tell them all. We just pick the major, the famous, big rivers and lakes. Conclusion, I can only tell you that many tens of thousands of rivers and great lakes are dying, dead, gone, or going. And I don't know how many more we must wait for to die in order for us to wake up. The leaders of the nations must do something. The people of all nations must do something. Just because we can still sit here pretty and talk, just because in our area there is not yet water shortage or food prices gone up, doesn't mean it will not happen to us soon. We have to do something to avoid the tragedy that is already happening to billions of other people. There are 1 billion people hungry already because of climate change and short of waters and food, 1 billion already. And 3 billion people are short of water. How many more, I don't know. How many more of suffering people are we waiting before we take action? Please do it now. Just be veg. Stop the meat, dairy, fish industry. Be benevolent, create a merciful energy that will envelop our world, that will emit mercy, love, protection for us and our children on this planet. Please take action now. Very simple. Just be veg. Just be veg. It's truly enough for now. And it will be enough for long future to come. Just be veg. So we have time to save our planet in order to implement any other green measures that we want to implement. But everything is not efficient as being veg. Just be vegan. Please be vegan. Thank you so much. May God, Buddha, the divine power bless you, bless you.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Katanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Thank you so much, Master.
I thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
We would like to invite the coordinators of this conference to come forward and give a few closing remarks.
Beloved Master,
distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Today we have learned so much about the relationship between our diet and global warming. We have also learned that the most effective way to reverse this potential catastrophe is to adopt a vegan diet. We hope that today's event will inspire you to change to a vegan diet. And if you have already done so, perhaps you can share this important message to someone you love. We thank our panelists for sharing their knowledge and time, and we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her enlightening presence and words of wisdom. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome, welcome. Very welcome.
We would also like to thank our lovely performers for their devoted contribution.
Yes.
เราขอขอบคุณผู้ทรงคุณวุฒิที่ได้แบ่งปันความรู้และสละเวลาอันมีค่าของท่านและเราขอขอบคุณท่านอนุตรจารย์ชิงไห่สำหรับถ้อยคำแห่งปัญญาของท่าน นอกจากนี้เราขอขอบคุณนักแสดงที่น่ารักของเราสำหรับการอุทิศตนของพวกเขา
Once again, we and all distinguished guests and the audience would like to extend our profound gratitude to Master. Thank you, Master, for giving us these precious moments. And once again, our heartfelt thanks to our distinguished presenters. You were truly wonderful. We wish you abundant health and joy. And thank you to all of our guests spending precious time with us to enjoy the program. Our prayer is for the world inhabitants to soon change to a vegan lifestyle to help save this beautiful planet.
People always ask us how they can help, and Master has given you some of those ideas. We invite you to go home today and ask your family to be vegan. We invite you to go back to your office and invite your co-workers to be vegan. We invite you to use your leadership abilities and invite all the people that you know to be vegan. And maybe you might want to go back to the villages where you were born and show them how to create veggie villages. And I'm sure you have all kinds of ideas. Just let them all soar. And remember, for great vegan recipes And the latest information on climate change, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Your children, my children, our children will all say thank you when we save the world. They will say thanks when we restore our ocean back to the hill. 30,000 children a day don't die anymore. 1 billion people don't go hungry every year. We stop losing up to 270 species per day of plants, animals, and birds. The polar ice cap stopped their melting, and the permafrost stopped giving off dangerous methane and nitrous oxide. Our nations will live and share in harmony all the wealth that this beautiful planet has to offer.
In conclusion for this climate change program, we have one last question for you. Can we save the planet? All right. Together we can do it. Good evening. God bless. Be veg. Go green. Save the planet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tôi nghĩ là cái cuộc hội thảo như thế này thì nó hết sức là hữu ích đối với cái vấn đề tình hình môi trường hiện tại, đang rất là khẩn cấp. Con người chúng ta là sanh ra để ăn thực vật chứ không phải ăn động vật. Nếu như vậy là chúng ta ăn lộn, ăn sai thức ăn, như vậy nó dẫn đến một loạt các cái bệnh lý đang gia tăng trên toàn cầu, như là tim mạch, ung thư, tiểu đường, loãng xương, gút, vân vân. Và đồng thời nó cũng gây những cái sự tàn phá môi trường, môi sinh, tàn phá rừng, sử dụng tài nguyên không hợp lý. Và đồng thời nó đi ngược lại cái bản thể của con người là đầy tình thương yêu trắc ẩn.
Tôi đã được thưởng thức những cái món ăn chay rất là ngon, và rất nhiều người cũng nói rằng là nếu như mà ăn chay như thế này thì tôi có thể ăn chay suốt đời được. Và tôi sẽ luôn luôn ghi nhớ một điều mà sư phụ đã trả lời cho tất cả quan khách ở tại hội trường đó, chính là cái giải pháp để giúp cho chúng ta giữ được địa cầu xinh đẹp. Nó không hề quá khó khăn, tôi nghĩ rằng ai cũng có thể làm được. Chỉ đơn giản là ăn chay, sống xanh và cứu địa cầu thì chúng ta sẽ có được tất cả.
We enjoyed your presence today for the conclusion of the rebroadcast of the live video conference Solutions for a Beautiful Planet with guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai. Golden Age technology is up next after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. With God's grace, may your life flourish and bloom in joy and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.